Thank you. He smiles softly.
You're my reality, Anna.
He murmurs and kisses me. Do you miss it?
Miss what?
He asks, perplexed. You know, the caning and stuff. I whisper, embarrassed. He stares at me, his gaze impassive. Then doubt crosses his face, his where is she going with this look.
No, Anastasia, I don't.
His voice is steady and quiet. He caresses my cheek.
Dr. Flynn said something to me when you left, something that's stayed with me. He said I couldn't be that way if you weren't so inclined. It was a revelation.
He stops and frowns.
I didn't know any other way, Anna. Now I do. It's been educational.
Me? Educate you? I scoff. His eyes soften.
Do you miss it?
He asks.
Oh.
I don't want you to hurt me, but I like to play, Christian. You know that. If you wanted to do something... I shrug, gazing at him.
Something?
You know, with a flogger or your crap? I stop, blushing. He raises his brow, surprised.
Well, we'll see. Right now, I'd like some good old-fashioned vanilla.
His thumb skirts my bottom lip, and he kisses me once more. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, good morning. Date, August 29th, 2011. 9:14. To Christian Gray. Mr. Gray, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. That is all. Yours always, A.X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject, Banishing Monday Blues. Date, August 29th, 2011, 9:18. To Anastasia Gray.
Mrs. Gray, what gratifying words to hear from one's wife, errant or not, on a Monday morning. Let me assure you that I feel exactly the same way. Sorry about the dinner this evening. I hope it won't be too tedious for you. X.
Christian Gray, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. Oh, yes. The American Shipbuilding Association dinner. I roll my eyes. More stuffed shirts. Christian really does take me to the most fascinating functions. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, Ships That Pass in the Night. Date, August 29th, 2011, 9:26. To Christian Gray. Dear Mr. Gray, I am sure you can think of a way to spice up the dinner. Yours in anticipation, Mrs. G. X. Anastasia, non-errant, Gray. Editor, S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject, Variety is the Spice of Life. Date, August 29th, 2011, 9:35. To Anastasia Gray.
Mrs. Gray, I have a few ideas.
X. Christian Gray, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, now impatient for the ASA dinner, Inc. All the muscles in my belly clench. I wonder what he'll dream up. Hannah knocks on the door, interrupting my reverie. Ready to go through your schedule for this week, Anna? Sure. Sit. I smile, recovering my equilibrium, and minimize my email program. I've had to move a couple of appointments. Mr. Fox next week, and Dr. My phone rings, interrupting her. It's Roach. He asks me up to his office. Can we pick this up in 20 minutes? Of course. From Christian Gray. Subject, last night. Date, August 30th, 2011, 9:24. To Anastasia Gray.
Was fun. Who would have thought the ASA annual dinner could be so stimulating? As ever, you never disappoint, Mrs. Gray. I love you. X.
Christian Gray, in awe, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, I love a good ball game. Date, August 30th, 2011, 9:33. To Christian Gray. Dear Mr. Gray, I have missed the silver balls. You never disappoint. That is all. Mrs. G. X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. Hannah taps on my door, interrupting my erotic thoughts of the previous evening. Christian's hands, his mouth. Come in. Anna, Mr. Roach's PA just called. He'd like you to attend a meeting this morning. It means I have to move some of your appointments again. Is that okay?
His tongue.
Sure, yes, I mutter, trying to halt my wayward thoughts. She grins and ducks out of my office, leaving me with my delicious memory of last night. From Christian Gray. Subject, Hyde. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1524. To Anastasia Gray.
Anastasia, for your information, Hyde has been refused bail and remanded in custody. He's charged with attempted kidnapping and arson. As yet, no date has been set for the trial.
Christian Gray, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, Hyde. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1553. To Christian Gray. That's good news. Does this mean you'll lighten up on security? I really don't see eye to eye with Prescott. Anna, X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject, Hyde. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1559. To Anastasia Gray.
No, security will remain in place. No arguments. What's wrong with Prescott? If you don't like her, we'll replace her.
Christian Gray, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. I scowl at his high-handed email. Prescott isn't that bad. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, keep your hair on. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1603. To Christian Gray. I was just asking, rolls eyes, and I'll think about Prescott. Stow that twitchy palm. Anna, X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject, don't tempt me. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1611. To Anastasia Gray.
I can assure you, Mrs. Gray, that my hair is very firmly attached. Has this not been demonstrated often enough by your good self? My palm, however, is twitching. I might do something about that tonight.
X. Christian Gray. Not bald yet, CEO. Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, squirm. Date, September 1st, 2011, 1620. To Christian Gray. Promises, promises. Now stop pestering me. I am trying to work. I have an impromptu meeting with an author. We'll try not to be distracted by thoughts of you during the meeting. A. X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, sailing and soaring and spanking. Date, September 5th, 2011, 9:18. To Christian Gray. Husband, you sure know how to show a girl a good time. I shall, of course, be expecting this kind of treatment every weekend. You are spoiling me. I love it. Your wife, XOX. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject, my life's mission. Date, September 5th, 2011, 9:25. To Anastasia Gray.
Is to spoil you, Mrs. Gray, and keep you safe because I love you.
Christian Gray, Smitten, CEO, Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. Oh my, could he be any more romantic? From Anastasia Gray. Subject, my life's mission. Date, September 5th, 2011, 9:33. To Christian Gray. Is to let you, because I love you too. Now stop being so sappy. You are making me cry. Anastasia Gray, Equally Smitten Editor, S.I.P. The following day, I gaze at the calendar on my desk, only 5 days until September 10th, my birthday. I know we are driving out to the house to see how Elliot and his crew are progressing. I wonder if Christian has any other plans. I smile at the thought. Hannah taps on my door. Come in. Prescott is hovering outside. Odd. Hi, Anna, says Hannah. There's a Layla Williams here to see you. She says it's personal. Layla Williams? I don't know her. My mouth goes dry, and Hannah's eyes widen at my expression. Layla? Fuck. What does she want? Chapter 16. Do you want me to send her away? Hannah asks, alarmed at my expression. No. Where is she? In reception. She's not alone. She's accompanied by another young woman. Oh. And Miss Prescott wants to talk to you, Hannah adds. I'm sure she does. Send her in. Hannah stands aside, and Prescott enters my office. She's on a mission, bristling with professional efficiency. Give me a moment, Hannah. Prescott, take a seat. Hannah closes the door, leaving Prescott and me alone. Mrs. Gray, Layla Williams is on your prescribed list of visitors.
What? I have a proscribed list?
On our watch list, ma'am. Taylor and Welch have been quite specific about not letting her come into contact with you.
I frown, not understanding. Is she dangerous?
I can't say, ma'am.
Why do I even know that she's here?
Prescott swallows and, for a moment, looks awkward. I was on a restroom break. She came in, spoke directly to Claire, and Claire called Hannah.
Oh, I see. I realize that even Prescott has to pee, and I laugh. Oh, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Prescott gives me an embarrassed grin, and it's the first time I've seen a chink in her armor. She has a lovely smile.
I need to talk to Claire about protocol again, she says, her tone weary.
Sure. Does Taylor know she's here? I cross my fingers unconsciously, hoping she hasn't told Christian.
I left a brief voice message for him.
Oh. Then I only have a short time. I'd like to know what she wants.
Prescott gazes at me for a moment.
I must advise against it, ma'am.
She's here to see me for a reason.
I'm supposed to prevent that, ma'am.
Her voice is soft, but resigned. I really want to hear what she has to say. My tone is more forceful than I intend.
Prescott stifles her sigh.
I'd like to search them both before you do.
Okay. Can you do that?
I'm here to protect you, Mrs. Gray, so yes, I can. I'd also like to stay with you while you talk.
Okay. I'll grant her this concession. Besides, last time I met Layla, she was armed. Go ahead.
Prescott rises. Hannah! I call. Hannah opens the door too quickly. She must have been hovering outside.
Can you check to see if the meeting room is free, please?
I already have, and it's good to go.
Prescott, can you search them in there? Is it private enough?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be there in 5 minutes, then. Hannah, show Layla Williams and whomever she's with into the meeting room.
Will do.
Hannah looks anxiously from Prescott to me. Shall I cancel your next meeting? It's at 4, but it's across town.
Yes, I murmur, distracted.
Hannah nods and then leaves.
What the hell does Layla want? I don't think she's here to do me any harm. She didn't in the past when she had the opportunity.
Christian is going to go nuts.
My subconscious purses her lips, primly crosses her legs, and nods. I need to tell him that I am doing this. I type a quick email, then pause, checking the time. I feel a momentary pang of regret. We've been getting along so well since Aspen. I press send.
From Anastasia Gray. Subject, visitors. Date, September 6th, 2011, 15:27. To Christian Gray.
Christian, Layla is here to see me. I will see her with Prescott.
I'll use my newly acquired slapping skills with my now healed hand, should I need to. Try, and I mean try, not to worry. I am a big girl. We'll call once we've spoken. A. X. Anastasia Gray, Editor, S.I.P. Hurriedly, I hide my BlackBerry in my desk drawer. I stand, smoothing my gray pencil skirt over my hips, pinch my cheeks to give them some color, and undo the next button on my gray silk blouse. Okay, I'm ready. After taking a deep breath, I head out of my office to meet the infamous Layla, ignoring "Your Love is King," humming gently from inside my desk. Layla looks much better, more than better. She's very attractive. There's a rosy bloom to her cheeks, and her brown eyes are bright, her hair clean and shiny. She's dressed in a pale pink blouse and white pants. She stands as soon as I enter the meeting room, as does her friend, another dark-haired young woman with soft brown eyes, the color of brandy. Prescott hovers in the corner, not taking her eyes off Layla.
"Mrs. Gray, thank you so much for seeing me."
Layla's voice is soft but clear. Sorry about the security, I mutter, because I cannot think what else to say. I wave a hand distractedly at Prescott.
This is my friend, Susie.
Hi. I nod at Susie. She looks like Layla. She looks like me. Oh, no. Another one.
Yes,
Layla says, as if reading my thoughts. Susie knows Mr. Gray, too.
What the hell am I supposed to say to that?
I give her a polite smile. Please sit, I murmur. There's a knock on the door. It's Hannah. I motion her in, knowing full well why she's disturbing us.
Sorry to interrupt, Anna. I have Mr. Gray on the line.
Tell him I'm busy.
He was quite insistent, she says fearfully.
I am sure he was. Would you apologize to him and say I'll call him back very shortly? Hannah hesitates. Hannah, please? She nods and scurries out of the room. I turn back to the two women sitting in front of me. They are both staring at me in awe. It's uncomfortable. What can I do for you? I ask. Susie speaks.
I know this is all kinds of weird, but I wanted to meet you too. The woman who captured Chris.
I hold up my hand, stopping her in mid-sentence. I do not want to hear this. I get the picture, I mutter.
We call ourselves the Sub Club.
She grins at me, her eyes shining with mirth. Oh, my God. Layla gasps and gapes at Susie, at once amused and appalled. Susie winces. I suspect Layla's kicked her under the table.
What the hell am I supposed to say to that?
I glance nervously at Prescott, who remains impassive, her eyes never leaving Layla. Susie seems to remember herself. She blushes, then nods and stands.
I'll wait in reception. This is Lulu's show.
I can tell she's embarrassed.
Lulu? You'll be okay?
She asks Layla, who smiles up at her. Susie gives me a large, open, genuine smile and exits the room.
Susie and Christian.
It's not a thought I wish to dwell on. Prescott takes her phone out of her pocket and answers it. I didn't hear it ring.
Mr. Gray, she says.
Layla and I turn to look at her. Prescott closes her eyes as if in pain.
Yes, sir,
she says, stepping forward, and hands me the phone. I roll my eyes. Christian, I murmur, trying to contain my exasperation. I stand and stride briskly out of the room.
What the fuck are you playing at?
He shouts. He's seething.
Don't shout at me.
What do you mean, don't shout at you?
He shouts, louder this time.
I gave specific instructions which you have completely disregarded. Again. Hell, Anna, I am fucking furious.
When you are calmer, we will talk about this.
Don't you hang up on me,
he hisses. Goodbye, Christian. I hang up and switch off Prescott's phone.
Holy shit.
I don't have long with Layla. Taking a deep breath, I re-enter the meeting room. Both Layla and Prescott look up at me expectantly, and I hand Prescott her phone. "Where were we?" I ask Layla as I sit back down opposite her. Her eyes widen slightly. "Yes, apparently I handle him," I want to say to her, but I don't think she wants to hear that. Layla fiddles nervously with the ends of her hair.
"First, I wanted to apologize," she says softly.
"Oh." She glances up and registers my surprise.
"Yes," she says quickly. "And to thank you for not pressing charges, you know, for your car and in your apartment."
"I know you weren't, well," I murmur, reeling. I hadn't expected an apology.
"No, I wasn't."
"You're feeling better now?" I ask gently.
"Much. Thank you."
"Does your doctor know you're here?" She shakes her head.
"Oh."
She looks suitably guilty.
"I know I'll have to deal with the fallout for this later, but I had to get some things, and I wanted to see Susie and you and Mr. Gray."
"You want to see Christian?" My stomach free falls to the floor. "That's why she's here."
"Yes, I wanted to ask you if that would be okay."
Holy fuck. I gape at her, and I want to tell her that it's not okay. I don't want her anywhere near my husband. Why is she here? To assess the opposition? To unsettle me? Or perhaps she needs this as some sort of closure? "Layla," I flounder, exasperated. "It's not up to me. It's up to Christian. You'll need to ask him. He doesn't need my permission. He's a grown man. Most of the time." She gazes at me for a fraction of a beat, as if surprised by my reaction, and then laughs softly, nervously twiddling the ends of her hair. "He's repeatedly refused all my requests to see him," she says quietly. "Oh, shit. I'm in more trouble than I thought." "Why is it so important for you to see him?" I ask gently.
"To thank him. I'd be rotting in a stinking prison psychiatric facility if it wasn't for him. I know that."
She glances down and runs her finger along the edge of the table.
"I suffered a serious psychotic episode, and without Mr. Gray and John, Dr. Flynn..."
She shrugs and gazes at me once more, her face full of gratitude. Once again, I'm speechless. What does she expect me to say? Surely she should be saying these things to Christian, not me.
"And for art school, I can't thank him enough for that."
I knew it. Christian is funding her classes. I remain expressionless, tentatively exploring my feelings for this woman now that she's confirmed my suspicions about Christian's generosity. To my surprise, I feel no ill will toward her. It's a revelation, and I'm glad she's better. Now, hopefully, she can move on with her life and out of ours. "Are you missing classes right now?" I ask, because I'm interested.
"Only two. I head home tomorrow."
"Oh, good. What are your plans while you're here?"
"Pick up my belongings from Susie, return to Hamden, continue painting and learning. Mr. Gray already has a couple of my paintings."
What the hell? My stomach plunges into the basement once more. Are they hanging in my living room? I bridle at the thought. "What sort of painting do you do?"
"Abstracts, mainly."
"I see." My mind flits through the now familiar paintings in the great room. Two by his ex-sub, possibly.
"Mrs. Gray, can I speak frankly?"
She asks, completely oblivious to my warring emotions. "By all means," I mutter, glancing at Prescott, who looks like she's relaxed a little. Layla leans forward as if to impart a long-held secret.
"I loved Jeff, my boyfriend, who died earlier this year."
Her voice drops to a sad whisper. Holy shit, she's getting personal. "I'm so sorry," I mutter automatically, but she continues as if she hasn't heard me.
I loved my husband and one other, she murmurs.
My husband. The words are out of my mouth before I can stop them.
Yes,
she mouths the word. This is not news to me. When she lifts her brown eyes to mine, they are wide with conflicting emotions, and the overriding one seems to be apprehension. Of my reaction, perhaps? But my overwhelming response to this poor young woman is compassion. Mentally, I run through all the classical literature I can think of that deals with unrequited love. Swallowing hard, I clutch the moral high ground.
I know. He's very easy to love, I whisper.
Her eyes widen further in surprise, and she smiles.
Yes, he is. Was.
She corrects herself quickly and blushes. Then she giggles so sweetly that I can't help myself. I giggle too. Yes, Christian Grey makes us giggly. My subconscious rolls her eyes at me in despair and goes back to reading her dog-eared copy of Jane Eyre. I glance at my watch. Deep down, I know Christian will be here soon. You'll get your chance to see Christian.
I thought I would. I know how protective he can be.
She smiles. So this is her scheme. She's very shrewd. Or manipulative, whispers my subconscious. This is why you're here to see me?
Yes.
I see. And Christian is playing right into her hands. Reluctantly, I have to acknowledge that she knows him well.
He seemed very happy with you, she says.
What? How would you know?
From when I was in the apartment,
she adds cautiously. Oh, hell. How could I forget that? Were you there often?
No, but he was very different with you.
Do I want to hear this? A shudder runs through me. My scalp prickles as I recall my fear when she was the unseen shadow in our apartment. You know it's against the law. Trespassing? She nods, gazing down at the table. She runs a fingernail along the edge.
It was only a few times, and I was lucky not to get caught. Again, I need to thank Mr. Gray for that. He could have had me thrown in jail.
I don't think he'd do that, I murmur. Suddenly, there is a flurry of activity outside the meeting room, and instinctively I know that Christian is in the building. A moment later, he bursts through the door, and before he closes it, I catch Taylor's eye as he stands patiently outside. Taylor's mouth is set in a grim line, and he doesn't return my tight smile. Oh, hell, even he's mad at me. Christian's burning gray gaze pins first me, then Layla, to our chairs. His demeanor is quietly determined, but I know better, and I suspect Layla does too. The menacing cool glint in his eyes reveals the truth. He's emanating rage, though he hides it well. In his gray suit, with his dark tie loosened and the top button of his white shirt undone, he looks at once businesslike and casual, and hot. His hair is in disarray, no doubt because he's been running his hands through it in exasperation. Layla looks nervously down at the edge of the table, running her index finger along the edge again as Christian looks from me to her and then to Prescott.
You, he says to Prescott in a soft tone. You're fired. Get out. Now.
I blanch.
Oh, no. This isn't fair.
Christian! I make to stand up. He holds his index finger up at me in warning.
Don't,
he says, his voice so ominously quiet that I'm immediately silenced and rooted to my seat. Bowing her head, Prescott walks briskly out of the room to join Taylor. Christian shuts the door behind her and walks to the edge of the table.
Crap, crap, crap.
That was my fault. Christian stands opposite Layla, and, placing both hands on the wooden surface, he leans forward.
What the fuck are you doing here?
He growls at her.
Christian!
I gasp. He ignores me.
Well?
He demands. Layla peeks up at him through long lashes, her eyes wide, her face ashen, her rosy glow gone.
I wanted to see you, And you wouldn't let me,
she whispers. So you came here to harass my wife?
His voice is quiet. Too quiet. Layla looks down at the table again. He stands, glowering at her.
Layla, if you come anywhere near my wife again, I will cut off all support. Doctors, art school, medical insurance, all of it. Gone. Do you understand?
Christian, I try again, but he silences me with a chilling look. Why is he being so unreasonable? My compassion for this sad woman blooms.
Yes,
she says, her voice just audible.
What's Susanna doing in reception?
She came with me.
He runs a hand through his hair, glaring at her. Christian, please, I beg him. Layla just wants to say thank you. That's all. He ignores me, concentrating his wrath on Layla.
Did you stay with Susanna while you were sick?
Yes.
Did she know what you were doing while you were staying with her?
No. She was away on vacation.
He strokes his index finger over his lower lip.
Why do you need to see me? You know you should send any requests through Flynn. Do you need something?
His tone has softened, maybe by a fraction. Layla runs her finger along the edge of the table again.
Stop bullying her, Christian.
I had to know.
And for the first time, she looks up directly at him.
Had to know what?
He snaps.
That you're okay.
He gapes at her.
That I'm okay?
He scoffs, disbelieving.
Yes.
I'm fine. There, question answered. Now Taylor will run you to SeaTac so you can go back to the East Coast. And if you take one step west of the Mississippi, it's all gone. Understand?
Holy fuck. Christian. I gape at him. What the fuck is eating him? He cannot confine her to one side of the country.
Yes, I understand,
Layla says quietly. Good. Christian's tone is more conciliatory. It might not be convenient for Layla to go back now. She has plans. I object, outraged on her behalf. Christian glares at me.
Anastasia,
he warns, his voice icy.
This does not concern you.
I scowl at him. Of course it concerns me. She's in my office. There must be more to this than I know. He's not being rational.
50 shades,
my subconscious hisses at me. Layla came to see me, not you, I murmur petulantly. Layla turns to me, her eyes impossibly wide.
I had my instructions, Mrs. Gray. I disobeyed them.
She glances nervously at my husband, then back at me.
This is the Christian Gray I know,
she says, her tone sad and wistful. Christian frowns at her, while all the breath evaporates from my lungs. I can't breathe. Was Christian like this with her all the time? Was he like this with me at first? I find it hard to remember. Giving me a forlorn smile, Layla rises from the table.
I'd like to stay until tomorrow. My flight is at noon,
she says quietly to Christian.
I'll have someone collect you at 10 to take you to the airport.
Thank you.
You're at Susanna's?
Yes.
Okay.
I glare at Christian. He can't dictate to her like this. And how does he know where Susanna lives?
Goodbye, Mrs. Gray. Thank you for seeing me.
I stand and hold out my hand. She takes it gratefully and we shake. Goodbye. Good luck, I mutter, because I'm not sure what the protocol is for saying farewell to my husband's ex-submissive. She nods and turns to him.
Goodbye, Christian.
Christian's eyes soften a little.
Goodbye, Layla.
His voice is low.
Dr. Flynn, remember.
Yes, sir.
He opens the door to usher her out, but she halts in front of him and looks up. He stills, watching her warily.
I'm glad you're happy. You deserve to be,
she says, and leaves before he can reply. He frowns after her, then nods to Taylor, who follows Layla toward the reception area. Closing the door, Christian gazes uncertainly at me.
"Don't even think about being angry with me," I hiss. "Call Claude Bastille and kick the shit out of him, or go see Flynn."
His mouth drops open. He's surprised by my outburst, and his brow creases once more.
"You promised you wouldn't do this."
Now his tone is accusatory. "Do what?"
"Defy me."
"No, I didn't. I said I'd be more considerate. I told you she was here. I had Prescott search her, and your other little friend, too. Prescott was with me the entire time. Now you fired the poor woman when she was only doing what I asked. I told you not to worry, yet here you are. I don't remember receiving your papal bull decreeing that I couldn't see Layla. I didn't know that my visitors were subject to a proscribed list." My voice rises with indignation as I warm to my cause. Christian regards me, his expression unreadable. After a moment, his mouth twists.
"Papal bull," he says, amused, and he visibly relaxes.
I wasn't aiming to lighten our conversation, yet here he is, smirking at me, and that makes me madder. The exchange between him and his ex was painful to witness. How could he be so cold with her?
"What?"
he asks, exasperated, as my face remains resolutely straight. "You! Why were you so callous toward her?" He sighs and shifts, stepping toward me and perching on the table.
"Anastasia,"
he says, as if to a child,
"you don't understand. Layla, Susanna, all of them. They were a pleasant, diverting pastime. But that's all. You are the center of my universe. And the last time you two were in a room together, she had you at gunpoint. I don't want her anywhere near you."
"But, Christian, she was ill."
"I know that. And I know she's better now. But I'm not giving her the benefit of the doubt anymore. What she did was unforgivable."
"But you've just played right into her hands. She wanted to see you again, and she knew you'd come running if she came to see me." Christian shrugs as if he doesn't care.
"I don't want you tainted with my old life."
"What?" "Christian, you are who you are because of your old life. Your new life, whatever. What touches you, touches me. I accepted that when I agreed to marry you, because I love you." He stills. I know he finds it hard to hear this. "She didn't hurt me. She loves you, too."
"I don't give a fuck."
I gape at him, shocked. And I'm shocked that he still has the capacity to shock me. This is the Christian Grey I know. Layla's words rattle around my head. His reaction to her was so cold, so much at odds with the man I've come to know and love. I frown, recalling the remorse he felt when she had her breakdown, when he thought he might in some way be responsible for her pain. I swallow, remembering, too, that he bathed her. My stomach twists painfully at the thought, and bile rises in my throat. How can he say he doesn't care about her? He did back then. What's changed? Sometimes, like now, I just don't understand him. He operates on a level far, far removed from mine.
"Why are you championing her cause all of a sudden?"
he asks, mystified and irritable. "Look, Christian, I don't think Layla and I will be swapping recipes and knitting patterns anytime soon. But I didn't think you'd be so heartless to her." His eyes frost.
"I told you once. I don't have a heart,"
he mutters. I roll my eyes. Oh, now he is being adolescent. "That's just not true, Christian. You're being ridiculous. You do care about her. You wouldn't be paying for art classes and the rest of that stuff if you didn't." Suddenly, it's my lifetime ambition to make him realize this. It's painstakingly obvious that he cares. Why does he deny it? It's like his feelings for his birth mother. Oh, shit. Of course. His feelings for Layla and his other submissives are tangled up with his feelings for his mother. "I like to whip little brown-haired girls like you because you all look like the crack whore. No wonder he's so mad." I sigh and shake my head. Paging Dr. Flynn, please. How can he not see this? My heart swells for him momentarily. My lost boy. Why is it so hard for him to get back in touch with the humanity, the compassion he showed Layla when she had her breakdown? He glares at me, his eyes glittering with anger.
This discussion is over. Let's go home.
I glance at my watch. It's 4:23. I have work to do. It's too early, I mutter.
Home,
he insists. Christian, my voice is weary. I'm tired of having the same argument with you. He frowns as if he doesn't understand. You know, I elucidate, I do something you don't like, and you think of some way to get back at me, usually involving some of your kinky fuckery, which is either mind-blowing or cruel. I shrug, resigned. This is exhausting and confusing.
Mind-blowing?
He asks. What? Usually, yes.
What was mind-blowing?
He asks, his eyes now shimmering with amused, sensual curiosity. And I know he's trying to distract me. Crap! I do not want to discuss this in SIP's meeting room. My subconscious examines her finely manicured nails with disdain. Shouldn't have brought the subject up, then. You know, I blush, irritated with both him and myself.
I can guess,
he whispers. Holy crap. I'm trying to castigate him, and he's confounding me. Christian,
I like to please you.
He delicately traces his thumb over my bottom lip. You do, I acknowledge, my voice a whisper.
I know,
he says softly. He leans forward and whispers in my ear.
It's the one thing I do know.
Oh, he smells good. He leans back and gazes down at me, his lips curled in an arrogant, I so own you, smile. Pursing my lips, I strive to appear unaffected by his touch. He is so artful at diverting me from anything painful or anything he doesn't want to address. And you let him, my subconscious pipes up unhelpfully, gazing over her copy of Jane Eyre.
What was mind-blowing, Anastasia?
He prompts, a wicked gleam in his eye. You want the list? I ask.
There's a list?
He's pleased. Oh, this man is exhausting. Well, the handcuffs, I mumble, my mind catapulting back to our honeymoon. He furrows his brow and grasps my hand, tracing the pulse point on my wrist with his thumb.
I don't want to mark you.
Oh. His lips curl in a slow, carnal smile.
Come home.
His tone is seductive. I have work to do.
Home,
he says, more insistent. We gaze at each other, molten gray into bewildered blue, testing each other, testing our boundaries and our wills. I search his eyes for some understanding, trying to fathom how this man can go from raging control freak to seductive lover in one breath. His eyes grow larger and darker, his intention clear. Softly, he caresses my cheek.
We could stay here.
His voice is low and husky. Oh, no. No, no, no. Not in the office. Christian, I don't want to have sex here. Your mistress has just been in this room.
She was never my mistress,
he growls, his mouth flattening into a grim line. That's just semantics, Christian. He frowns, his expression puzzled. The seductive lover has gone.
Don't overthink this, Anna. She's history,
he says dismissively. I sigh. Maybe he's right. I just want him to admit to himself that he cares for her. A chill grips my heart. Oh, no. This is why it's important to me. Suppose I do something unforgivable. Suppose I don't conform. Will I be history, too? If he can turn like this, when he was so concerned and upset when Layla was ill, could he turn against me? I gasp, recalling the fragments of a dream. Gilt mirrors and the sound of his heels clicking on the marbled floor as he leaves me, standing alone in opulent splendor.
No.
The words are out of my mouth in whispered horror before I can stop them.
Yes,
he says, and grasping my chin, he leans down and plants a tender kiss on my lips.
Oh, Christian, you scare me sometimes.
I grasp his head in my hands, twist my fingers into his hair, and pull his lips to mine. He stills for a moment as his arms fold around me.
Why?
You could turn away from her so easily.
He frowns.
And you think I might turn away from you, Anna? Why the hell would you think that? What's brought this on?
Nothing. Kiss me. Take me home, I plead. And as his lips touch mine, I am lost.
Oh, please,
I beg, as Christian blows gently on my sex.
All in good time,
he murmurs. I pull on my restraints and groan loudly in protest from his carnal assault. I'm trussed up in soft leather cuffs, each elbow bound to each knee, and Christian's head bobs and weaves between my legs, his masterful tongue teasing me, relentless. I open my eyes and gaze unseeing at our bedroom ceiling, which is bathed in the soft late afternoon light. His tongue moves round and round, swirling and curling over and around the center of my universe. I want to straighten my legs and struggle in a vain attempt to control the pleasure, but I can't. My fingers fist in his hair, and I tug hard to fight his sublime torture.
Don't come,
he murmurs in warning against me, his soft breath on my warm, wet flesh as he resists my fingers.
I will spank you if you come.
I moan.
Control, Anna. It's all about control.
His tongue renews its erotic incursion.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
I am helpless to resist or stop my slavish reaction, and I try, really try, but my body detonates under his merciless ministrations, and his tongue doesn't stop as he wrings every last ounce of debilitating pleasure from me.
Oh, Anna,
he scolds.
You came.
His voice is soft with his triumphant reprimand. He flips me onto my front, and I shakily support myself on my forearms. He smacks me hard on my behind.
Ah!
I cry out.
Control,
he admonishes, and, grabbing my hips, he thrusts himself into me. I cry out again, my flesh still quivering from the aftershocks of my orgasm. He stills while deep inside me and, leaning over, unclips first one, then the second cuff. He wraps his arm around me and pulls me into his lap, his front to my back, and his hand curls beneath my chin around my throat. I revel in the feeling of fullness.
Move,
he orders. I moan and rise up and down on his lap.
Faster,
he whispers, and I move faster and faster. He groans and his hand tips my head back as he nibbles my neck. His other hand travels leisurely across my body, from my hip down to my sex, down to my clitoris. Still sensitive from his earlier lavish attention, I whimper as his fingers close around me, teasing me once more.
Yes, Anna,
he rasps softly in my ear.
You are mine. Only you.
Yes.
I breathe as my body tightens again, closing around him, cradling him in the most intimate way.
Come for me,
he demands. And I let go, my body obediently following his command. He holds me still as my climax rips through me and I call out his name.
Oh, Anna, I love you.
He groans and follows my lead as he bucks into me, finding his own release. He kisses my shoulder and smooths my hair from my face.
Does that make the list, Mrs. Gray?
He murmurs. I am lying, barely conscious, flat on my belly on our bed. Christian gently kneads my backside. He's propped up beside me on one elbow.
Hmm.
Is that a yes? I smile. He grins and kisses me again, and reluctantly I roll on my side to face him.
Well?
He asks. Yes, it makes the list, but it's a long list. His face nearly splits in two, and he leans forward to kiss me gently.
Good. Shall we have dinner?
His eyes glow with love and humor. I nod. I am famished. I reach over to gently pull the little hairs on his chest. I want you to tell me something, I whisper.
What?
Don't get mad.
What is it, Anna?
You do care. His eyes widen, and all trace of his good humor vanishes. I want you to admit that you care, because the Christian I know and love would care. He stills, his eyes not leaving mine, and I'm witness to his internal struggle as if he's about to make the judgment of Solomon. He opens his mouth to say something, then closes it again as some fleeting emotion crosses his face. Pain, maybe?
Say it,
I will him.
Yes. Yes, I care. Happy.
His voice is barely a whisper. Oh, thank fuck for that. It's a relief. Yes, very. He frowns.
I can't believe I'm talking to you now, here in our bed, about...
I put my finger to his lips. We're not. Let's eat. I'm hungry. He sighs and shakes his head.
You beguile and bewilder me, Mrs. Gray.
Good. I lean up and kiss him. From Anastasia Gray. Subject, the list. Date, September 9th, 2011. 9:33. To Christian Gray. That's definitely at the top. Big smile emoticon. A. X. Anastasia Gray. Editor. S.I.P. From Christian Gray. Subject. Tell me something new. Date. September 9th, 2011. 9:42. To Anastasia Gray.
You've said that for the last 3 days. Make your mind up. Or we could try something else.
Winking emoticon. Christian Gray, CEO, enjoying this game. Gray Enterprises Holdings, Inc. I grin at my screen. The last few evenings have been... entertaining. We have relaxed again, Layla's brief interruption forgotten. I haven't quite worked up the courage to ask if any of her paintings hang on the walls, and, frankly, I don't really care. My BlackBerry buzzes, and I answer, expecting Christian.
Anna?
Yes?
Anna, honey, it's Jose Sr.
Mr. Rodriguez, hi. My scalp prickles. What does Jose's dad want with me?
Honey, I'm sorry to call you at work. It's Ray.
His voice falters. What is it? What's happened? My heart leaps into my throat.
Ray's been in an accident.
Oh, no. Daddy. I stop breathing.
He's in the hospital. You'd better get here quick.
Chapter 17. Mr. Rodriguez, what's happened? My voice is hoarse and thick with unshed tears. Ray, sweet Ray, my dad.
He's been in a car accident.
Okay, I'll come. I'll come now. Adrenaline has flooded my bloodstream, leaving panic in its wake. I'm finding it difficult to breathe.
They've transferred him to Portland.
Portland? What the hell is he doing in Portland?
They airlifted him, Anna. I'm heading there now. OHSU. Oh, Anna, I didn't see the car. I just didn't see it.
His voice cracks. Mr. Rodriguez. No.
I'll see you there.
Mr. Rodriguez chokes and the line goes dead. A dark dread seizes me by the throat, overwhelming me. Ray, no. No. I take a deep, steadying breath, pick up the phone, and call Roach. He answers on the second ring.
Anna?
Jerry, It's my father.
Anna, what happened?
I explain, barely pausing to breathe.
Go. Of course you must go. I hope your father's okay.
Thank you. I'll keep you informed. Inadvertently, I slam the phone down, but right now, I couldn't care less. Hannah! I call, aware of the anxiety in my voice. Moments later, she pokes her head around the door to find me packing my purse and grabbing papers to stuff into my briefcase. Yes, Anna? She frowns. My father has been in an accident. I have to go. Oh, dear. Cancel all my appointments today and Monday. You'll have to finish prepping the ebook presentation. Notes are in the shared file. Get Courtney to help if you have to. Yes, Hannah whispers. I hope he's okay. Don't worry about anything here. We'll muddle through. I have my BlackBerry. The concern etched on her pinched, pale face is almost my undoing. Daddy. I grab my jacket, purse, and briefcase. I'll call you if I need anything. Do, please. Good luck, Anna. Hope he's okay. I give her a tight smile, fighting to maintain my composure, and exit my office. I try hard not to run all the way to reception. Sawyer leaps to his feet when I arrive.
Mrs. Gray?
He asks, confused by my sudden appearance. We're going to Portland. Now.
Okay, ma'am.
He says, frowning, but opens the door. Moving is good.
Mrs. Gray?
Sawyer asks as we race toward the parking lot.
Can I ask why we're making this unscheduled trip?
It's my dad. He's been in an accident.
I see. Does Mr. Gray know?
I'll call him from the car. Sawyer nods and opens the rear door to the Audi SUV, and I climb in. With shaking fingers, I reach for my BlackBerry and dial Christian's cell. Mrs. Gray. Andrea's voice is crisp and businesslike. Is Christian there? I breathe. He's somewhere in the building, ma'am. He's left his BlackBerry charging with me. I groan silently with frustration. Can you tell him I called? That I need to speak with him? It's urgent. I could try to track him down. He does have a habit of wandering off sometimes. Just get him to call me, please. I beg, fighting back tears. Certainly, Mrs. Gray. She hesitates. Is everything all right? No, I whisper, not trusting my voice. Please, just get him to call me. Yes, ma'am. I hang up. I cannot contain my anguish any longer. Pulling my knees up to my chest, I curl up on the rear seat and tears ooze, unwelcome, down my cheeks.
Where in Portland, Mrs. Gray?
Sawyer asks gently. OHSU, I choke out. The big hospital. Sawyer pulls out into the street and heads for the I-5, while I keen softly in the back of the car, muttering wordless prayers. Please let him be okay. Please let him be okay. My phone rings. Your love is king, startling me from my mantra. Christian! I gasp.
Christ, Anna, what's wrong?
It's Ray. He's been in an accident.
Shit.
Yes, I am on my way to Portland.
Portland? Please tell me Sawyer is with you.
Yes, he's driving.
Where is Ray?
At OHSU. I hear a muffled voice in the background.
Yes, Roz,
Christian snaps angrily.
I know. Sorry, baby. I can be there in about 3 hours. I have business I need to finish here. I'll fly down.
Oh, shit. Charlie Tango is back in commission, and last time Christian flew her.
I have a meeting with some guys over from Taiwan. I can't blow them off. It's a deal we've been hammering out for months.
Why do I know nothing about this?
I'll leave as soon as I can.
Okay, I whisper. And I want to say that it's okay, stay in Seattle and sort out your business. But the truth is, I want him with me.
Oh, baby,
he whispers. I'll be okay, Christian. Take your time. Don't rush. I don't want to worry about you, too. Fly safely.
I will.
Love you.
I love you, too, baby. I'll be with you as soon as I can. Keep Luke close.
Yes, I will.
I'll see you later.
Bye. After hanging up, I hug my knees once more. I know nothing about Christian's business. What the hell is he doing with the Taiwanese? I gaze out the window as we pass King County